I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters. Headaches, insomnia, high blood pressure, stress has a lot of symptoms, but not all reactions to stress are a bad thing. Some may even help protect you, according to psychiatry and behavioral science professor Dr. Firdaus Dabar. Short-term stressors can enhance the body's immune defenses during surgery, even vaccinations, even cancer treatment. This month, Dr. Dabar will be presenting a lecture on optimizing stress in partnership with three nonprofits that are committed to empowering cancer survivors. Joining me in studio is Executive Director of Expedition Inspiration, Haley Malapiai, Retreat Leader and Participant Coordinator for Casting for Recovery is Nicole Cassidy, and Program Coordinator for River Discovery, Betsy Carver. And of course, over the phone, we have the stress guru himself, Dr. Firdaus Dabar. Welcome to the program, all of you.
Thank you
for having us.
I find this fascinating because I think within our culture and our society, we have always been told, like, lower your stress. Stress is bad. But all of a sudden, there's this idea that sometimes it's helpful. And maybe, Dr. Dabar, I can start with you because there has to be kind of a balance, right? It's not all stress is good, but how do we maybe use that stress to help us?
Sure. So, we define specifically two kinds of stress. Chronic stress is stress that we define as being long-lasting, meaning for weeks to months to years on end. And short-term or acute stress is what we define as short-lasting in terms of being a few minutes to a few hours in duration. Mm-hmm. So it is short-term stress that is typically Mother Nature's fight-or-flight response that we have recently discovered activates biological mechanisms when it's pulled into gear that are designed to help survival mechanisms kick in. And that is the kind of stress that we find is protective and beneficial in many conditions, whereas it's the chronic, long-term, well-known bad stress that continues to show its negative effects.
And all three of you have really phenomenal programs that incorporate the outdoors as part of the healing process for cancer survivors. So first off, this connection to nature, does that kind of go back to what Dr. Dabar was saying, that fight or flight, right? How does that work into your programs? And maybe I can start with you, Haley.
Yeah, so Expedition Inspiration, we take breast cancer survivors and those affected by the disease on mountain climbs. And we found that there's so many gifts that you receive in the mountains, whether it's, you know, just the physical aspect of moving, the emotional aspect, and the spiritual aspect. So for us, climbing mountains is, as our founder said, taking one step at a time. You know, breast cancer treatment is grueling, as is often climbing mountains. So, it's helpful to have just the fresh air and the physical aspects, but it certainly reduces stress in a lot of ways of just getting yourself out of your own head.
And what about your program, Betsy?
So River Discovery, we have our main program is a 6-day trip down the Main Salmon. And the best part of the trip is to bring 18 cancer survivors. They can be any cancer that they've experienced in their life at any point during their treatment. And we take them out in nature for 6 days and we show them a lot of adventure and a lot of stress, but it was always at the end of the trip, such an amazing experience.
And Nicole, what about your program? But also you are a cancer survivor, correct?
I am, correct. So Casting for Recovery, our whole goal is to get women out of their everyday routine, take them up to this beautiful retreat up in the mountains, and then let us love on them and let us worry about their needs so they can focus on the be here now. And I think as women especially, we forget how to do that because we're such natural caregivers. Mm-hmm. So for us, it's really just letting them kind of put their life on pause and taking care of themselves for once.
So how did all three of you connect but then also incorporate Dr. Dabar into this?
So Expedition Inspiration, we host a biannual research symposium, and Dr. Dabar, we were so thrilled, was one of our attendees the past 2 years, and we just immediately connected with him and his message and his ability to present research in a really relatable, understandable manner, and stress relates to everybody. And so the three organizations, you know, we all share very similar missions and support each other, and we had this concept of a lecture series, and rather than each of us kind of take it on our own, it's been wonderful to collaborate and support each other and extend our reach beyond, you know, our mm-hmm. our own donors and supporters. So it's been really fun to have this trifecta. It's been great.
So talk to me a little bit about the upcoming lecture with Dr. DeBar. And Dr. DeBar, jump in anytime since you'll be the one doing the lecture. But they're all pointing at you, Haley, to talk.
So this upcoming lecture, we're absolutely thrilled to have Dr. DeBar coming in from Florida. We actually have two lectures. We have one in Boise on Wednesday and then a second lecture in Ketchum at the community library. The one here in Boise will be at the Washington Group Plaza Auditorium. Both these lectures are free and open to the community. So you don't necessarily have to have cancer touch your life. As we mentioned, stress affects everyone. Mm-hmm. And so this is really a beneficial lecture and opportunity to learn from Dr. DeBar and his amazing research. Mm-hmm. So it's open to everyone.
And Dr. DeBar, talk to me a little bit more about your lecture, because as Haley said, it's not, yes, I can see how this could really help people who have gone through cancer and rigorous cancer treatment, but stress is something that you deal with in your daily life. No matter how balanced we all are, there are stressors.
Right. So, you know, the title is Optimizing Good Stress and Minimizing Bad Stress to Promote Health and Healing. And, you know, we'll cover four dimensions, but if I sense an interest in other aspects, either before or during the talks, I will try to bring them in. But basically, it would start with a definition of stress and talking about how stress is key for mind-body health, healing, and medicine. And the second dimension would be to discuss the newly discovered positive, protective, beneficial effects of short-term stress and how we are trying to harness them. The third dimension would be to discuss the characteristics of chronic stress, bad stress, and the mechanisms that mediate its harmful effects. And then the fourth dimension is actually quite exciting, because what Haley, Diane, and Nicole mentioned as part of, you know, what their organizations are trying to do, both the concept of being in the outdoors, as well as I think Nicole mentioned how, you know, the survivors have to deal with a lot. So in this case, we want to take care of everything, you know, for them. I'm going to be sharing the idea and concept of the stress spectrum that I've formulated to explain the relationship between short-term versus chronic stress, to explain important factors that can protect or buffer us from the harmful effects of chronic stress, and to explain how we can optimize our stress spectrum to harness the benefits of good stress. And the reason why I mentioned what Haley, Diane, and Nicole just said earlier was that some of the factors that we are finding would help do all these things, optimize the stress spectrum, as well as eliminate or buffer the harmful effects of chronic stress, involve things such as social support, caring, authenticity, and the outdoors. And so I will hopefully be able to bring some of that in a way that is meaningful. And these factors and these ideas I had, coincidentally, were there before, you know, I heard what the purpose of these organizations was. Mm. So it fits in very nicely. I'm not going to add this to the talk just because of the genesis of the lectures, but we had them all along and they blend in perfectly.
When you talk about short-term stress versus chronic stress, so what does short-term look like? I mean, is that just like, you know, a couple of minutes? Is it a couple of days? But in the sense of like maybe if you're going through cancer treatment, is it a couple of months? What do you mean when you talk about that short-term stress?
Yes. So short-term is specifically when the biological response that is activated by the stressful situation lasts for minutes to hours. Mm. It's like getting ready for a job interview, taking an exam, running a race, making an important presentation, maybe doing a radio interview.
That's not stressful.
Right. So that's what I mean. Okay, so short-term, specifically minutes to hours. And our lives are a series of short-term stressors with, you know, downtimes in between stressors. And I'll go over this in detail, you know, when we go through the talks. And so short-term stress is that minutes to hours, you activate the response when you need it, you mount a robust response in terms of the biology that changes. This changes are help you either protect you from danger or to help you deal with challenge. So to fight, flight, or thrive. Mm-hmm. And then the response is shut down. And that's what we mean by short-term stress.
And that's fascinating because you must see that in all of the programs that you do. I mean, I think about something like, we take people on mountain climbs. Really? There have to be moments where you see people who have, I mean, they have survived some of the most grueling things by going through cancer, mm-hmm. yet they look at a physical mountain and you must see a stress response in them, Haley.
Yeah, we have 9 breast cancer survivors and a supportive spouse and a widow climbing the Grand Teton with us this summer. And just the anxiety of preparing for that climb. Nicole's actually climbing with us.
And Nicole's eyes just got really big.
So just the idea of mentally preparing and physically preparing mm-hmm. is a little bit stressful. But the rewards that you reap from that experience is tremendous.
Mm-hmm. And Nicole, going through your cancer experience, were there those, as Dr. DeBar talked about, those moments of short-term stress? Did you feel that? And were you able to kind of harness it in a way that was productive?
I think for me, when I was going through treatment and in the heat of everything, I was kind of in, I guess, warrior mode is the best mm-hmm. way I can describe it. I was just focused on getting better. I had a little baby at the time, 18 months old. Oh. And so that I just looked at her and was like, you know what? I'm going to see you grow. I'm going to watch mm-hmm. you get bigger. And that was my goal. And so it wasn't until after treatment, really, when I was no longer fighting the disease, no longer doing something, where I was like, oh, gosh, now what? And that's when, I guess, anxiety and just the unsureness of what's next, that's when I really needed the extra support. Mm. And that's when our beautiful programs come into play, whether it's Casting, River Discovery, or Expedition Inspiration. That's where it's so important. It's to help you on with that next step. Because once you are faced with a big challenge, climbing a mountain, going through rapids,
right,
learning how to fly fish, once you've done those things, it's like, you know what?
I can do
those
anything.
Those were scary, but they are nothing compared to cancer. I've got this.
Yeah. I want to thank all of you for coming in today and talking about this. My guest today, Haley Malapiai and Betsy Carver and Nicole Cassidy, as well as Dr. Firdaus DeBar. And the lecture will be Wednesday in Boise. And when in Ketchum, Haley?
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Thank you all for coming in.
Thanks for having
us.
Thank you.
Us.
I'm Gemma Gaudette. You're listening to Idaho Matters.